Well, don't you look adorable? All bound like that for me. Not too tight, I hope. No? Would you like it tighter? Perfect. I wanted to take this opportunity to share something with you. You know I adore all the things you write for me. Your sweet little messages, your poems and stories. I especially love your stories. Such a beautiful and wicked imagination you have. And it gives me all sorts of ideas. But we have a little bit of a problem. Your grammar. It's atrocious. And as much as I love reading what you write, it's really challenging to masturbate to bad grammar. So, I thought today I could help you out. Now, I'm not talking about typos. We all make those from time to time. I mean, I'm not that strict. Well, maybe I am. But that isn't really the point. The point is that I want your writings to please me. So now, I'm going to teach you a few things to help you express yourself more clearly. For starters, I'm going to take this rather large dildo and strap it into my nice leather harness. Pretty, isn't it? Which brings us to our first lesson. It's and it's. Now, open your mouth. I'm going to fuck your face while we talk about proper grammar. You can see it's, I-T-S, color is purple, and now it's, I-T apostrophe S, going in your mouth. And you're going to suck on it's, I-T-S, head and shaft for me. And when I press harder and deeper, it's, I-T apostrophe S, going to make you choke and gag for me. Like that. Good boy. There we go. It's, I-T apostrophe S, going to choke you, because that is it's, I-T-S, job. Relax your throat a bit. It's, I-T apostrophe S, going to get easier if you just relax. You, that's another one, isn't it? I am fucking your, Y-O-U-R, face with my big thick strap on. And your, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, going to take it all the way down your, Y-O-U-R, throat. You are. It's, I-T apostrophe S, a contraction. I know you know what that is, because I can see mouth and throat contracting around my big, hard silicone cock. Your, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, a good little cocksucker, because you use your, Y-O-U-R, tongue and lips and mouth to suck on my cock. Time for our first quiz. When I say you're choking, is it Y-O-U-R or Y-O-U apostrophe R-E? Well, I'm sorry, I can't understand you with my cock in. Which is it? Y-O-U-R or Y-O-U apostrophe R-E mouth? The first one? Is that what you said? Well, that's right. See how helpful this is. It's, I-T apostrophe S, in your Y-O-U-R mouth. Good boy. More or less. Which brings us to our next lesson, more, less, and fewer. When I stuff my cock down your, Y-O-U-R, throat, you will get less air because you can take fewer breaths. So when I fuck your, Y-O-U-R, face 10 times really hard and fast, you might wish I was less mean and face-fucked you fewer times. We use fewer with countable things. We use less with uncountable things. Less mean, fewer face fuckings. Less cruel, fewer dildos in your mouth. See how that works? This is important for you to understand. 2. T-O, understand. Now, T-W-O is a number. When I fuck your Y-O-U-R mouth and your Y-O-U-R ass, I have to, T-O, use two T-W-O dildos, which may feel like it's a little too T-O-O much. Two T-O is a preposition. Two T-O-O is an adverb. When I press the dildo to T-O, your Y-O-U-R lips, your Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, hoping I won't push it in too T-O-O hard or too T-O-O deep. Which brings us to my lovely strap-on dildo collection. I have so many, big one and bigger ones. This one is only 8 inches, but it seems to be all your Y-O-U-R mouth can handle. It's I-T apostrophe S, just big enough to make you choke and gag and learn your Y-O-U-R lesson, but not too T-O-O big to T-O cause any real problems. But because I have many, many dildos, D-I-L-D-O-S, I have to consider each dildo's D-I-L-D-O apostrophe S qualities before I ram it down your Y-O-U-R throat. This dildo's D-I-L-D-O apostrophe S purple. Those dildos, D-I-L-D-O-S, are different colors. Now, your Y-O-U apostrophe R-E going to suck all my dildos, D-I-L-D-O-S, until your Y-O-U-R throat is sore. And your Y-O-U apostrophe R-E to T-O-O exhausted to T-O continue. At that point, I can use less discipline to T-O make sure that you make fewer mistakes. Face fucking really is the best mnemonic. Next time we're going to work on pegging and punctuation. I'm such a fan of ass fucking and the Oxford comma.